Welcome again to Christ Community Church. So glad that you're here. Isn't it good to worship God? Ordinarily on Sunday mornings, our children go to Friends Church, but not this morning. Y'all staying with us. We're having the Lord's Supper. It's always a special time in the life of a church when you have the Lord's Supper. You know, different churches do it in different ways, but can I tell you this? It's something that God gave to the church as a gift of grace, and it's something that when we take it, we want to be thankful. We want to be serious-minded, but there's no need to be sad in it. Because we know what the death of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. This is my oldest daughter. That was unscripted. See, you're not really supposed to do that. I'm reminding my younger daughter, but I love y'all. But y'all, listen, it's a special time when we strip away everything that church can come to mean. Whether it means, you know, I keep up my appearances, or I'm a member, or I have this role, or I do this stuff, or I pay my tithes, or I do all these things, I do all these good works. It strips all that down and says, let's bring the attention to where it deserves to be, and that's on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? That's where it's supposed to be. Even when there's cute little attention-seeking girls running around like that, it still goes to our Lord Jesus, okay? We put our mind and our heart on Him, and we say, thank you, Lord. We remember what you've done. We rejoice in what you've done, and we rest. We rest in what you've done. Y'all, listen to me now. Listen to me. As a preacher, I have nothing to offer you except for what God has made possible through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, His Son. We can offer all, we can say all kind of religious things, nice things, all kind of platitudes, and all kind of friendly, uplifting, positive stuff, but I've got nothing except for the rich grace of God that has come through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? Now I'm going to read you a passage of Scripture. And we're going to talk about it briefly. But this message, this service is about the Lord's Supper. About saying thank you. But the passage I'm going to read you is from the book of Ephesians. If you have your Bible, go ahead and open up to Ephesians chapter 1. The longest sentence in the New Testament is in Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to read it. It's an awesome sermon. Just in itself, it's splendid. It's wonderful. I may be walking around too much, and if y'all lose me in the microphone, they will pick me back up. But I just want you to hear this. I want you to think about how rich God is with His grace. The title of the message is The Riches of His Grace. Ephesians chapter 1, I'm going to read from verse 2 through verse 14. Just get into the Word of God. It's probably going to be on the board. It may be on the board. Is it going to be on the board, Bert? It's going to be up there if it's not already. Ephesians 1, 2 through 14. Listen to the Word of God, and then we'll pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. In Him we have the redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, and all in Him. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who were first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. That was one sentence in the original. It was like he was just flowing with the Holy Spirit as he wrote this and said, I want you to hear how rich God is in His grace toward us. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for how you love us. Thank you for this time. And Father, there's people who have come here today from so many different backgrounds, with so many different circumstances. I know there's people who are here today whose spouse is in the hospital. I know there's people who are here today drowning in debt. I know there are people on the verge and on the break in their relationships of all different kinds and the stress and the tension that comes. But Father, I pray that you would give us a bit of grace this morning, that we would come to recognize that bigger than all these things that we face in our life is the love of God and the grace of God that you gave us through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Would you help us purposely set aside everything else as being lesser than, and lift up the sacrifice of Christ, our Lord, as being greater than, and help us, Father, to truly rejoice in what you have done in bringing your Son to save us. Oh, Lord, we love you. We love you, and help us just to praise you from an honest, humble heart. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to focus on verses 7 and 8. But I just love reading that whole passage because, again, it's just one thought. He just is streaming in that thought. And he talks about the blessings that we received from God the Father, talks about the grace we received through the Son. And we're going to focus on these verses that hone us in on our redemption, on what it was that bought our salvation. Verse 7 and 8, just to read them again. In Him, being Christ, in Him, not in anybody else, not in your preacher, not in your church, not in your heritage of your family, not in your mama's prayers, not in your grandma's prayers, not in anybody else's prayers, but in Him, in Jesus Christ, we have redemption through His blood. Just to stop for a second, to think about and remember what the grace of God cost. You know, when we take the Lord's Supper and we think about what things cost, so oftentimes in church we talk about spiritual things. You know, well, you know, we feel the love of God. We feel the peace of God. It has a lot to do with feelings. When it comes to our redemption, I want to remind you of something. It was paid for. It was paid for in something tangible. It was paid for in the blood of Christ. Our redemption. Redemption is the purchase of freedom. It's what it cost to make you and me free. What did it cost? I mean, surely God could have gave continents of the planet away. He could have said, look, in order to save your soul, I'll give you North America. Wouldn't North America be a grand prize? I'll give you the galaxies, the sun, the moon, and the stars. But you want to know what? None of those things could ever have redeemed us. None of those things could have bought our forgiveness. None of those things could have made us free. Only the blood of Jesus. Do you realize the blood of Jesus is the most expensive thing on earth? It's the most valuable. It's the thing that can do what nothing else can do. Perfect Son of Man. Perfect Son of God. It's in His blood that we're free. Remember that as we share the Lord's Supper today. Remember what it cost. People talk about cheap grace and easy believism. Can I tell you, there's no such thing. Grace is free to us. But it cost God His Son, His only begotten Son, His beloved Son. It wasn't cheap. It wasn't easy. It was bloody. It was painful. And it was a huge sacrifice. And through that, we're saved. Amen? Amen. We get the redemption Let's remember the price that was paid. As we remember the Lord's Supper today, let's not just remember, but let's rejoice. Let's rejoice in the benefit and the blessing of being forgiven of our sins. Y'all, as a church, when we take the Lord's Supper, it's for the church. The church are those who have been redeemed by the blood of God, okay? Who've put their faith in Christ and redeemed. I know it's important in other places, but in this place, we don't define church by a building. We don't define church by denomination. We don't define church by a certain creed. We define church by, have you been saved? Have you been born again? Are you a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? If so, you're a part of the church, and you're welcome to take the Lord's Supper here. But as the church, y'all listen, we ought never take for granted that we ought to be the happiest people on the place of this planet. Not fault finder, worry wart folks. Not people who are always kind of stuck on what's wrong. Have you barely been saved? Listen what it says. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. God took your sin and my sin away from us in Christ. I have freedom to come to my Father and to His throne in grace because I'm not seen by Him as a rebel or an outlaw or an offender. I'm seen as a child of God, forgiven of my sins, all because what Christ has done, and that makes me happy. It might not make y'all happy. I don't know. Y'all don't have to be happy if you don't want to. I cannot force you to be happy and rejoice in the Lord, but as your pastor, I'm going to remind you that you ought to be happy and rejoice in the Lord. If you're forgiven, you are free. That freedom doesn't just apply here, but applies in heaven, and you'll be free forevermore. Amen? Amen. Who could do that besides God? Who? You've been given something. In case anybody's wondering. And what we do is, y'all come down, you come, y'all on this side of the room, you'll come down here, you'll go to the bread, and then you'll take the cup, okay? Same on that side. Then go around this row. You can dump your cup in that bucket and then find your seat again, okay? On this side, you'll do the same thing to the cup. But before we do, I'm gonna pray for us, okay? And I'm going to give you just a minute, not a long minute, just a minute, because the Bible says this, that we need to be sincere, okay? Not harboring a doubt. Is Jesus your Lord and Savior or is He not? If you find out in your mind and heart and you say, I can't rest in Him. I can't rejoice in what He's done because I've never received what He's done. I'm going to ask that you wait. And if you want to deal with that, I'll be glad to pray with you because I'll tell you this, God will receive you. One of the verses I read said, we are accepted by His grace in the Beloved. That was in that chapter I read. So if you're not sure where you stand with God, I invite you to wait. Come talk to me after service. We'll work it out. If you know that you know Christ, would you please come? Would you subject everything else in your life that's going through your mind and heart right now, everything else, and make it serve your devotion to Christ by coming up here and partaking in the Lord's Supper? Okay, if you know Him, make this a high and holy moment. All right? Father God, y'all close your eyes, bow your heads. Father God, thank You for how You love us. And Lord, I pray right now, as we prepare to take the supper, that You would search us, see if there's any wicked way in us. If we need to repent, now's the time. If we need to confess to You, help us, Lord, to even do that as I'm speaking. And Father, I pray this. If there's any here who doesn't know You, if they've been riding the fence, would You give them pause right now and say, wait. Help them not to come up in a religious gesture, an insincere gesture, but to wait until they can be sure about their faith in You. And Lord, we love You and we give You all the praise and we do it in Jesus' name. Amen.